Mario Fenwick is a giant of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He played 181 of his 274 first grade games with Souths and is still adored by Rabbitohs fans as one of the NRL club's all-time greats. He's synonymous with the crash and bash of rugby league in the 80s and the 90s and has been lauded for the lack of regard he had for his own safety when he crossed the white line. One of the undisputed greats of the game, Mario Fenwick, who was also a keen boxer, has given more to rugby league in Australia than most. The problem now is that Mario Fenwick barely remembers it. Mario was diagnosed with early onset dementia at the age of just 53 when specialists said he was suffering from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. CTE is a progressively debilitating brain condition caused by repeated blows to the head and consistent episodes of concussion. CTE is irreversible and at worst fatal. Now 60, Mario Fenwick has the brain of an 80-year-old patient.
I enjoy every day I can, mate. That's the way it goes. I went to the gym this morning. I'll go to the gym tomorrow.
Tell me what you know about the damage to your brain.
To be honest, I remember when I was playing football, I got smashed around the head all the time, and it had a real bad effect on me. You feel like you're going, you know, and it affects your brain. There are times I get really bad, like you know, it's just
anxiety.
Anxiety stuff. Yeah, it's not much fun having brain damage, mate, because I literally forget things like that.
Oh, here he is. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Peanut Head. Peanut Head.
How are you?
Good to see you, brother.
These two Australian sporting greats, Jeff and Mario Fenwick, have been mates for more than 30 years.
Poor Jeff's been knocked out a few times, mate, haven't he? But you knocked a few more out than knocked you out, mate.
Lucky, mate.
Occupying the blue corner, hailing from Murrayville, Sydney, Australia, undefeated challenger Jeff Fenwick.
Mario's best mate and former sparring partner, Jeff Fenwick, who shares his surname but is no blood relation, as you would have heard in that piece, but they've been best mates for 30 years, is an International Boxing Hall of Fame member, having held world titles in three separate weight divisions. He's received hundreds, maybe thousands of blows to the head over his decorated career, so it's perhaps no surprise that Jeff is also showing signs of the complex brain condition from which his best mate Mario suffers. Jeff's condition is nowhere near as deteriorated as Mario, but he has his fears. I'm really pleased to say we welcome Jeff Fenwick to the program this morning. Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, good morning. It's a great pleasure. Thank you very much for having me talk to you guys. Like I said, it's very, very important that we get this message out there and then we get the right message out there and we try to help these people who need help ASAP, you know.
Jeff, when I saw the program on Sunday night, I've been a wee small boy, because my grandmother followed the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs, and so guess what? All those years, I've been a South Sydney Rabbitohs fan, and when I watched it on Sunday night, I was reminded of so many wonderful matches where Mario just went in and gave no consideration of what was going to happen to him. He just went bang, and some of the things we saw on Sunday night, the replays of where his head hit the ground, thump, this is what has done the damage.
Yeah, it's certainly part of it, and like I said, it's sad. I spend a lot of time with Mario and his family, and then just progressively he's got worse and worse to where, like they're saying, his brain's like an 80-year-old, but to me it's more like a kid. He says things that would come out of a kid's mouth, like, you know, I'll whisper something in his ear and, you know, a few minutes later he'll say it like, you know, maybe 10, 15, 20 times in the next hour. So it's really, really sad. And like I said, Emma, I all kudos and all my love and respect goes to his beautiful wife Rebecca and his children who are, you know, traumatised by, you know, listening to Dad and watching what he's going through. So, I feel very sorry for them.
Jeff, when did you notice that Mario's memory was getting noticeably worse? How many years ago?
Oh, it's been a while. Like I said, I regularly have dinner with Mario, and I've just noticed the decline. And we've spoken about this earlier because I forget things. My day is all written down on a piece of paper. So every time I'm back in the house, I look at the paper to see where I have to be. In that next half hour, if somebody's coming to the house. But like I said, it's nowhere near as bad as Mario's. I'm just doing that to make sure that I am punctual because I'm a punctual person. But Mario is on such a different level where you'd be out there and. Yeah, he would just. We were at a restaurant a couple of weeks ago, and we were all talking. And Mario's just, got his face glued to the side, looking at a photo on the wall. I'm thinking, what's he? There's nothing, it's very, very sad.
Jeff, is there one occasion that stands out for you when you got hit that you go, oh God, I can't take many of those? Is there one? I mean, it says in my intro, you were hit hundreds, maybe thousands of times in your career in the head. But is there just one that stands out worse than others?
Of course I've been hit. I remember one of my terrible knockouts, but it was never, I don't want this to happen again, to get back up and fight and maybe hopefully not let it happen. But look, Mario, myself and everybody else that's in this position, we wouldn't have changed our careers for anything. Of course, we didn't know back then and the medical and our system wasn't as rigorous or strict on the concussions that it is today, but we done it for a reason. We done it because we loved our sport. We wanted to get back up and fight every second that we could. And whether we got hit or not, it was part and parcel of what we done.
When did you start getting scans?
I've had scans for a little while now. I've been down there a few years back. Like I said, I would go to my hairdressing salon, have a haircut and walk out without, oh, Jeff, you haven't, oh, sorry, you know. And I've done it on a couple of occasions and so I thought it was time. Mark Boros sent me to have some scans because being my great friend. And then I met up with Rowena, who's the lady who's doing all the care for Mario at the moment. And I've had quite a few scans and I've thought to myself, it's time that we all get together and try to stop this from happening in there. I'm just in a position where I'm not just doing this for Mario. I'm doing this for the people don't know about. And that's the biggest thing for me. There would be so many people in their families that are going through hell that isn't like Mario Fenning, or isn't like Jeff Fenning, or Roy Simmons, who we just did a big fundraiser for, where thanks to Lou Zivanovich and Cabe, we raised over $500,000 in a night. So it's these, the people who are known, they're always going to be looked after. I'm worried about the people who nobody knows about, the people who are living in, at home with their family going through hell and nobody knows about it. These are the people I want to help.
And these are the reasons, like, why we want to talk to you about what has happened. And Sunday night's program shone a spotlight on Mario, yes, and on you. But as you say, there are probably thousands of other people that are suffering the same sort of thing and on the early stages of CTE. Yeah. So the more we talk about it, the more we highlight it. Yeah. And hopefully someone that's maybe thinking, oh, gee, I may be affected by this, if they're listening to our conversation or they saw the program on Sunday night, that may be the catalyst for them to go and make an appointment with their doctor and start the journey that they need to take.
Yeah, definitely. So make the call, get advice, get help. And like I said, it's easy to say Jeff and Mario, if everybody knows us, we're household names, but it's these names that nobody knows. And they're going through hell. Me and Mario, we'll get help, and we're blessed that we've got a lot of people around us that want to help us, want to help, people. But I want to help the people that nobody knows about. That's going to be my job over the next year or so. I'm going to start a foundation where I'm going to try to raise all the money we need to make sure that nobody suffers the way Mario is and his family is.
Well, look, if we can do anything for you with that foundation by getting the word out there, you make sure you keep in touch with us and we'll do what we can, for Mario, okay?
Thank you, yeah.
Jeff, Mario still goes to the gym, what, every day? It's obviously most important to him. I mean, Mario looks terrific. He still looks fit, doesn't he?
Yeah, let me tell you. I mean, and that's another thing. He says, he'll say this to you 20 times a night, My doctor said the way to keep my brain good is to go to the gym every day. So he goes to the gym every morning. You know, he that's all he knows. God love him. I rang him yesterday. He was at the War Memorial with them. He was with a lot of the people with dementia. Went on their bus ride. And it's so sad to think that he and my best mate's going on a bus in the morning with elderly people and stuff that aren't well. I mean, you know, it's the greatest shock and disappointment in my life. And I can't put into words that I'm shocked that Mario's going through this, because obviously I've been with him over 30 years. And when I was 19 or something, he was like 20. Our first story in the paper was by a reporter named Peter Musker for The Australian that said, "Fearless Fenix set to become household names." And here we are, say, all these years later, you know, both fighting, but we're fighting a different fight at the moment.
Yeah, you sure are. But the champions that you both are, I mean, you'll just continue to fight and fight and fight right to the very end. Jeff, as I said, if we can do anything here to help you get the word out, please get in touch with us. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me this morning. And if people want to do something about this, I mean, the first thing they've got to do, obviously, Jeff, is make an appointment with their GP, and from there they'll get the tests that they need to get to see if they are in the early stages.
Yeah, look, it's so important for whoever, maybe the wife or the husband, to support each other and get them there and get the treatment they need, get the test they need. And yeah, if they need any help doing it, like I said, I'm sure it wouldn't take much for us to help them, for the people who need help. So I just know that I'm there to support and help anybody that needs help.
Do you think the authorities in the game, particularly that we're talking about, need to change the rules to make it, I suppose, harder for people, for players, to be placed in positions where they end up with concussion injuries?
Yeah, I really don't know. I really can't say that, because I don't know. The game's just the game, and I mean, we all love, nobody'd want to change it. But I mean, of course, there are ways that even today with the concussion rules that we're obviously trying our best to look after these guys and make it less and less chances of them getting injured, giving them the time off. Because people don't realise, once you've had a concussion, how important it is to rest your brain for, not for a day, it's for weeks, you know. And we've got to get that message out there and make sure we abide by the rules and the laws of brain injuries. And it's about getting that out there and making sure that we care about the individual, not the game, not the score of the game. We've got to care about these people, because later on in life, it's very, very scary.
It is. Jeff, thank you again, mate. We appreciate your time. We'll talk soon.
Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to share this important message. Thank you.
That is Jeff Fenwick.